Hello, and welcome to Season 2 of the Working Mom Homeschooling Podcast, the podcast for WorkingMomHomeschooling.com, where our mission is to help homeschooling parents make money, maybe even have a career, while continuing to homeschool and without losing their sanity. My name is Julie, and I am your host and resident career coach today. I want to thank you all for joining us and listening in. I hope you're doing well. Today's episode topic is a day in the life, idealized versus reality. And this is my day today. So let me give you first what I picture today looking like, or really what the idealized perfect Pinterest and Instagram homeschool blog day in the life looks like. Well, in our house, we would wake up at 7:30 in the morning, and then from 7:30 to 8:30, I would roll out of bed into my gym clothes, work out for half an hour, come back from working out at 8 o'clock to my kids already dressed, the room's perfectly clean, all of their chores are done, and we would sit down at 8 o'clock and have breakfast together while doing our devotional time together, and then starting our schoolwork around 8:30 or 9. We would do our schoolwork from 8:30 or 9 till 12, where they would stop for lunch for half an hour. They would again do their chores, like flipping the laundry around their lunch break, and finish up after lunch, and then we would go off to do our afternoon activities, coming home to eat a well-balanced meal that I've spent 3 hours in the kitchen preparing, sitting down for family time and discussion, no TV, and then we would all lovingly roll into the bed around 8 o'clock at night. That's idealized. That's the Pinterest, Instagram, homeschool blog, perfect day. And frankly, that's what we're all fighting, isn't it? Because we all assume that's what life is really like at these people's homes. It's always clean. Their kitchen never gets dirty. And we should be able to do that too. Even if you don't really believe that in real life, like I know that's not true. But for some reason, I feel like I should be able to do it anyway. Like in my head, I know that's not real. But in my gut, I always feel like I'm measuring myself up to that. So today, because it's like 10 o'clock in the morning and I've already had a full day by now, apparently. So I just wanted to give you an idea of what life is really like. This is reality, a day in the working, homeschooling parent life. And feel free to laugh at my situation because I do see the ridiculousness of this, guys. Okay, so this is more of commiseration, not anything else, guys. So I wake up at 7, 7:15, 7:30, 7:35, and 7:45 because I keep hitting the snooze button. That's the gosh darn truth. And the reason is because I stayed up till 11 o'clock working the night before. So I hit the snooze button about 18 times. I get up at 7:45. Throw clothes on and start a podcast at 8 while watching and begging my husband to go wake up the kids at 7:55 before he walks out the door at 8 o'clock. So I get on my podcast. That goes great. 8:30 rolls around. I still haven't even dressed like everyone because I didn't get dressed. I'm, haven't even brushed my teeth. I walk out of the podcast. My kids have not touched their chores. They haven't gotten dressed. They still have full bed head. They've been up for 45 minutes by this time. Okay. So, plenty of time to get at least put clothes on. None of that's been done. Their chores haven't been done. They're eating like, I don't know what for breakfast. Like, I seriously think one of my kids was eating spaghetti for breakfast this morning. She's 13. Okay. She's not six. She's 13. She knows better. Now my housekeeper was supposed to arrive at 8:30. She arrived at 8:15. This happens every single week. While I was in the podcast, so she's already cleaning. And before you guys think I have literally, she keeps me from slothdom. So my house is, frankly, she keeps me from being like two steps above a cesspool versus one step. And, we have a little bit of a language barrier that she and I are still working on. And so for today, I was talking to her and trying to give her instructions that I just want her to focus on the kitchen and the living room. And apparently she understood that is do everything but the kitchen and the living room. So it took us like 20 minutes going back and forth for me to say, don't worry, just please do the kitchen. Because my kitchen is so bad. Oh guys, you would not even understand how bad my kitchen looks right now. And she's also apparently horrified that I tell my kids to make their own beds. They're 13, they're not three. but whatever. So I deal with this for 15 or 20 minutes. I still haven't even had my first cup of coffee. And I know every homeschooling mom lives off the caffeine, or at least I do. So I grab my cup of coffee. I walk into the bathroom so I can shower. Again, I'm not even dressed yet. I'm walking to the bathroom so I can shower. My 13-year-old walks right up after me, and through the closed door, we're arguing about math test while I'm trying to get into the shower. She's 13 and we're arguing through the bathroom door. So homeschooling parents, guess what? It doesn't end in toddlerville. You know, still don't get to go to the bathroom or take a shower by yourself, even when they're teenagers. Isn't it lovely? And this is where I start laughing at myself. And this is why I decided to talk about this today, because I'm going, yeah, nobody would believe me that this still is going on. So I finally get a quick shower, put clothes on, finish my first cup of coffee, brush my teeth, walk out to get my second cup. And I'm, you know, arguing with the other kid about whatever. I think we're reading Around the World in 80 Days right now. And she's trying to tell me that something can't be accurate or whatever. I'm going, it's fiction. It's not supposed to be accurate. It's fiction. So there we go. Yes, it's like, what, 9:30 in the morning, and I've only had one cup of coffee and we're still going crazy. This is a normal homeschool day. So please don't feel like, I'm completely discombobulated. I go to have my toast and grab my vitamins for the morning, realize all my little pill boxes that I have lovingly organized for the days of the week and all of that. They're all empty. That means I have to refill them this morning, which I was not planning on. So there's another task in my day. I go back to the housekeeper again and tell her, please stop trying to clean bedrooms. They can clean up their own nonsense. Please just clean the kitchen. Again, 9:45. We've been doing this for, an hour and a half now. And then I come in here and get to start work. So it's now 10 o'clock. I'm just starting my day. And I'm going to try to now plow in 3 to 4 hours worth of work in the next 2 hours before lunch. Lunchtime is going to roll around and I'm going to go, oh shoot, I have to make something for dinner again tonight. What are we going to make? Because I haven't made my meal plan. Now, I have a lovely little calendar, a dry erase board calendar that I have purchased to put up in my kitchen, which is still not up on the kitchen wall yet. We've lived here for 8 months. And I haven't made my monthly meal plan, which again is one of my things to be doing. It hasn't been done yet. And it's the 28th of the month. We're at the end of January and I still don't have a meal plan. Lunchtime rolls around. It's like, what leftovers are in the fridge that are still good? What leftovers have gone bad that I need to dump? Yell at the kids to flip the laundry and the dishes like they're supposed to. Make them eat something reasonably healthy because, apparently we eat spaghetti for breakfast now. And at 12:30, kind of push them back into their schoolwork because they think they can take a 3-hour lunch break. No. So then get them to finish up their schoolwork that they haven't finished. Deal with the lovely math issues that my youngest is dealing with, which is like fractions and decimals and percentages. And oh my gosh. Frankly, I don't remember any of this. Making sure they've practiced their music practice. And, you're going to have tennis this afternoon. Go get your tennis bag ready and all of that. That is my day, all while I'm still trying to fit in work. Okay. So, again, please, feel like I'm commiserating with you. If your day feels like mass insanity, that's because it is. This is what our lives are. And I think there's a little bit of just absorbing and accepting that sometimes this working homeschool life is mass insanity and being okay with that, right? So it's going to roll around and at 3:25, my little beeper on my clock is going to go off and say, you need to leave the house in 5 minutes. And I'm going to freak out. I'm going to say, oh my gosh, we've got to get to tennis. Everybody, go get your bags ready, blah, 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 blah. Leave instructions with my oldest because she likes to stay at home instead. And the bribery is she has to cook dinner on Tuesday nights so she can stay home and not have to sit through her sister's tennis lesson. So I leave her a list of instructions, which means I have to dictate them to her while she's writing them down. Otherwise, nothing gets done. In 5 minutes, get my shoes, find my purse, find me something to keep me occupied during the tennis lesson while we're sitting outdoors. Make sure I have bug spray because mosquitoes are fierce here. And take my youngest to tennis, where I sit there and work feverishly for an hour and a half on whatever I have brought. I pick my husband up on the way home from work because we are a one car household. And then we come home and hopefully my oldest has actually made dinner and not burnt it like last week. And, you know, cooked it, but actually remembered to turn the oven on like she, you know, the week before. So she was cooking something and she actually did a really good job except for remembering to turn the oven on. Bless her heart. So we were like an hour late that week having dinner. So we come home, dinner's done, we eat, kids go to shower because, you know, teenagers need showers. Hello. So we have that fight about washing your hair properly. Again, teenagers. And every parent who's ever dealt with teenagers knows exactly what I'm talking about. And then they finally come in and then it's more along the lines of, okay, let's talk about school. What else did we do? What else is tomorrow? Is your bag prepped for tomorrow? Wednesdays are insane at our house. And that's our day out. We have to do all of our appointments and music lessons and did they their practice and did they have their stuff ready and blah, 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 blah. Yeah, this is, you know, we're talking 7:30, 8 o'clock at night. And guys, it hasn't ever slowed down. It doesn't stop. And I'm looking at the pile of work I haven't got to do. And I'm sitting down trying to organize my stuff to crank out the paperwork that I can do while, quote unquote, watching TV with my husband and doing having family time or after they go to bed. Yeah, that's my day. So if your day looks like the same, please know that you're not crazy and you're not doing a bad job at this, but that's absolutely freaking normal. That's what I've learned. This is normal. So maybe we get to watch one episode of something together as a family. We're currently really obsessed with superheroes. We're talking Flash and CW and Supergirl. They just love that stuff. So we watch maybe one episode. If we're lucky, we can squeeze it in. I shove the kids off to bed at 8:30 because I am a firm believer in sleep. And kids not getting enough sleep in our society is a, you know, documented fact. So I'm like, go to bed, get some sleep. That's 8:30 at night. And at 8:30 at night, my husband turns on his shows that are all frankly dark. I like the comedies. I like to have, frankly, not go to bed with stressful, like the world is ending, but, you know, some alien is about to blow up the earth or whatever post-apocalyptic drama that my husband loves. Set in an alternate timeline where the America's ended. He loves this stuff. It's usually well-written, which I get, but man, it's just depressing right before bed. I want to watch a comedy. I just want something light and fuzzy in my day, but no. So he turns on whatever he wants to watch, and thankfully it's not sports, so I'll accept it. And I'm sitting there, and I just start working. Right now, my big goal is getting on my social media posts and podcasts and all that kind of stuff done. So I've got myself like a bazillion hours of workload. And I work and I work and work until 11 or 12 o'clock at night before I collapse. Last night, guys, I didn't even undress. I fell asleep reading something and I was even in my clothes. So I didn't even undress. That's how well I went to sleep. And then get up the next day and it all starts over again. So yeah, that's a real true day in the life. And that's reality versus, frankly, what you're seeing on homeschool blogs. So, and that is a working homeschooling parent reality is the to-do list never ends. Nothing ever seems to get marked off on my to-do list. Like I make progress, but I never get stuff done. And well, I'm just trying to make myself accept that. So yes, my desk has piles of paper on it, 50 miles high. I have a layer of things I'm supposed to be scanning, medical paperwork for my husband that I need to scan and send him today. That's literally in a stack on top of the printer because if it goes on my desk, it's going to be lost. I have a laundry that needs to be folded. I have ironing that needs to be done. Well, I don't have ironing. I have ironing I need to have set up to take out so someone else can do it for my husband. Because I refuse to do ironing. So moral of the story is every single person's working homeschool life is absolutely insane. Every parent's life is insane. That's normal. Okay. If they tell you that's not their life, they frankly haven't hit that moment yet, or they're just lying to themselves or to you, one or the other. And I know that sounds kind of harsh, but gosh, isn't it true? So a couple tips for me. If you can delegate something, delegate it. Straight up delegate it. Start making your kids pull their own weight and do their chores, regardless of age. Obviously, I'm talking about age-appropriate help around the house. But kids are capable of a lot more than we let them be. And if you need to bring in outside help, do it. Again, I do have somebody come in once a week, literally to keep me from cesspool slothdom. And this week I'm like, just spend your 3 hours cleaning my kitchen, please, because that's literally how bad my kitchen is right now. I cannot even keep up with it. And yes, my kids are supposed to be cleaning the kitchen, but obviously they're not doing a great job. They're 13 and 11, and I've been working with them on chores since they were 4 and 6. And well, we're still working on it, because that's what a parent does, right? So I just wanted to give you guys a little dose of my reality that yes, we're still arguing through bathroom doors at the age of 13. It's normal. One of my real goals with, you know, this podcast and with the website is to not over sugarcoat things. I want you guys to see what it's really like from everybody. I want to be truthful and honest, even as much as I want to encourage you to jump into this, because I know that when everyone else made their lives look so rosy and golden when I started out doing this, I felt severely inadequate. I felt like I was by myself, and you're totally not. I have since learned that, you know, just the attempt to juggle all this, you get 2 gold stars, guys. 2 gold stars just for attempting. We haven't fallen into slothdom yet. We're still 2 steps ahead of it. So, you know, that's 2 gold stars for you right there. If your family is eating dinner at 8 o'clock at night because, well, we forgot to turn the oven on and it was 7 o'clock, you know, 6:30, 7 o'clock by the time you got home, well, hey, at least they got fed. Or you know what? They can eat a peanut butter sandwich. That's okay too. So they've been fed 3 meals a day, maybe not Pinterest worthy. Because again, we ate spaghetti for breakfast this morning. I just don't understand why people want to look at spaghetti at 8 o'clock in the morning. That's just gross. Oh, teenagers, guys. Oh, goodness. All right. We're wrapping up our episode today. I want to thank you all for listening into my crazy life. There are a ton of great podcasts out there, but you chose to spend your time here with me. So thank you. Please be sure to check out all the show notes to the links to my site, workingwhilehomeschooling.com, and all of the great ways you can connect with me online. I do appreciate all of you that are my listener supporters. If you enjoyed today's podcast, you too can support me with a small monthly donation. That's going to help me continue with great content and interviews here on the Working While Homeschooling podcast. Please just check out the show notes for the links, and thank you for supporting us. I also appreciate your online reviews. Those of you that are subscribing to the podcast, thank you to all of you who are sharing this with your homeschooling friends. And if you know someone that you think would be a great guest of our podcast, please let me know at julie@workingwhilehomeschooling.com. Thank you for listening in today. And please make sure you're joining us in a Facebook group for a continuing conversation on today's topic and beyond. I look forward to seeing each of you soon at our next podcast for Working While Homeschooling.